This is the aftermath of a bombing that killed at least 11 police officers and injured dozens of people in Turkey. It's bringing attention back to Cizre, a town near the Syrian border. Cizre is a tense area due to frequent clashes between the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and the Turkish government. We should note the US and the European Union agree with Turkey that the PKK is a terrorist group. So it wasn't surprising when Turkey's prime minister and other officials in the country quickly blamed the PKK for the attack. The bombing was reportedly at a checkpoint and near a police headquarters. But several attacks from both sides have been carried out in recent months since a ceasefire negotiation fell through last year. Cizre has been subjected to on-again, off-again curfews by Turkish forces. Residents who stayed said they were cut off from necessities, and those who fled came back to destroyed buildings. In May, the United Nations pushed for an investigation into reports that around 100 civilians were burned to death in Cizre basements by Turkish security forces. Despite the previous ceasefire and calls for peace, this time the Turkish government doesn't seem willing to talk with PKK leaders until the group surrenders weapons. For Newsy, I'm Melissa Prax.